Also, like most of you, I live on a boat, I'm sure. I know you guys all have your I'm an ex-nun living on a boat jokes, but anyway, so it sounds romantic that I'd say that I live on a boat until I tell you that it's a 34-foot houseboat that's 35 years old in an urban marina. So basically, it's a floating trailer park, you know. And during the summer, it's so cool, but during the winter, it's like halfway between camping and homeless. Everyone that lives in the marina is pretty laid back in a, dude, let's smoke a bowl kind of way. My next door neighbor, my next dock neighbor. There was something on the dock between our boats, and I had a tool to scrape it off, and so I said that I would do it later, and then it was the evening, and she said, oh, Kelly, were you going to scrape that off the dock? And I said, you know what, I don't have time for it now, but I'm not going to get to it, but it's on my list of things to do tomorrow. There was a long silence, and she was like, list of things to do? It was totally, like, completely out of her way of thinking, which is interesting because I have a list of things to do about my boat, and it's like, find out, because I know nothing about boats, it's like, find out why there's a hole in the hull and do something about it. But the do something about it, I don't even know why I write that, because I'm going to put duct tape over it, doesn't matter. Yeah, I bought a book, Boat Repair for Dummies, and I don't understand it. I need, like, boat repair for people with basically just a hypothalamus. So, yeah, everyone who lives at the marina is really great. There's this, except for this one guy, owns a big, huge yacht down at the beginning of the dock. And he has this really mean Rottweiler. When I was in New York, I accidentally said Yachtweiler. And I was like, oh, that'd be so cool, a dog on a boat named Yachtweiler. I was completely enamored with my own cleverness. Anyway, so he has this mean dog. And so my next door neighbor was like, you know, this is a problem. That dog is going to bite somebody someday. And I'm like, rich man, biting dog? This to me does not sound like a problem. This to me sounds like an opportunity, right? I'm all smearing gravy down my leg. Walking past, here, puppy, puppy, puppy. The good thing about living on a boat, there's many good things. Although it's a mess right now. Have you guys been down to the Delaware? They dumped like 325,000 gallons of oil that they can't seem to find. It's floating in the marina around my boat right now. I can help them a little bit. I cannot believe what a mess that shit makes. I mean, there's so much oil in the Delaware that Bush is seriously considering invading it. That's That shit is like liquid evil, though. I'm like so mad about it. I'm like writing a bad poem mad about it. Yeah. Sometimes I kind of think that fossil fuel is like our ancestors' kind of dirty little joke on us in revenge for us having TiVo and them not, you know? I'm like, put that shit back in the ground, you know? Yeah, if the Beverly Hillbillies, if they discovered oil now, I'd be like, no, just cover it over. It's not worth the trouble. The nice thing about living in a boat is that I have an excuse for playing the do you have game. I don't know if you butch women have this problem. You have a more feminine friend over for a romantic evening. And then the next morning, and there is a next morning because, why? I'm a lesbian. And you play that do you have game. Like, she says to me, like, well, do you have any mousse? I'm like, mousse? Mousse? And she's like, okay, well, let me borrow your hairbrush. I'm like, what would I hairbrush? And then she's like, okay, fine, just let me use your blow dryer. And I'm all happy because I have that, right? I mean, what else would I use to defrost the pipes with? So I'm kind of an accidental separatist. You know, there's like the accidental activist. I'm an accidental separatist. I'm a maternal child health nurse, and I'm a lesbian. Like, when would I encounter men in their natural habitat, you know? So, but at the marina, I'm pretty much the only woman. There's one other woman there, but there's just the two of us. And so the toilet seat is always left up in the bathroom. But I actually didn't. I'd been around men so little that I thought the toilet was broken. I thought the toilet was broken and they'd forgotten to put a sign up on it. So like for the first 6 months, I didn't even use that toilet. I'm like, so strange that they just haven't fixed it this whole 6 months. Toilet's left up. So, what else?